Hi everybody on BCT, this is Mary. This time I'm going to talk about silicone bakeware. And some of you have probably heard of this and have been using it for quite a while, and any comments that you have on this, you can certainly share with me or put on your own podcast or send it up to BCT. I figure the more the merrier with this stuff, because it's relatively new as far as cookware goes. It's been around for a while, but I hadn't really experienced anything with it until a couple of years ago. I've just recently ordered some more of it, so this is kind of going to be a podcast in progress. My first exposure to this came a couple of years ago when Tupperware offered a loaf pan. I don't know if I've got anything else. I haven't been up there to look. But I am holding in my hand this loaf pan, which is made of this really flexible, rubbery, weird stuff. And I can tap on the back of it, as you hear, and I can squeeze it, and I can bend it. I'm bending it. I can wad it up into all manner of weird shapes. And as you can hear, it's very, very flexible. This stuff is kind of a rubbery texture, and it's fun to play with it. It's also kind of weird to cook in it. Some companies make this with a very glossy sort of inside texture, and it makes it easier for the food to come out of it. Some companies don't do that. In fact, a couple of days ago, I got a 9-inch square cake pan, and I made brownies in it yesterday, and here is my big 9-inch cake pan. It has a slightly different sound to it. And it bends and twists and does all kinds of weird stuff. But this doesn't have a glossy texture, at least not in the beginning. It feels smoother now inside than it was when I first got it. And when I made brownies in it yesterday, I did butter the bottom of it because I wanted to be sure that nothing got stuck to it. And one of the beauties of this stuff is that nothing sticks to it. It's amazing stuff. I found one of the most sticky, mushy, gooey brownie recipes that I have. And I cooked the brownies in there, baked them. In fact, I think they got a little bit overdone because this stuff heats up rather quickly. But at the same time, it cools off rather quickly, so you can cool your baked goods in the pan, and they'll cool off rather fast. You can put this stuff in a microwave, in the freezer, in the fridge, directly on the oven rack, which is what I did. Or if you have a pan that will fit, a metal pan, you can set one of these inside of a metal pan, and you'll have a little more stability when you pick the thing up to put it in the oven, because you'll have the pan underneath it. I got adventurous, and I said, I'll just pick this up, and I will put it in the oven directly on the rack, and it's sort of wobbly when you pick it up, because it's not hard like metal is. It's got a firm texture, but it twists and turns and does all kinds of weird little things, and you feel like you're going to drop it. But you don't, if you're careful. But this is really interesting stuff. And a lot of people just really love it. Of course, a lot of people can't stand it either. But I think it's neat because it, as I said, nothing sticks to it. Some people have claimed that they've had a lot of problems with it, things sticking to it and all that, but cleaning it is quite easy. You just rinse it off, and what I did was I filled it with warm, sudsy water and just used regular hand dishwashing detergent, and I washed it. You're not supposed to use anything sharp in it. You're not supposed to use scouring pads. You don't want this to be punctured. One of the things that I noticed when I ordered oven mitts, which I'll talk about when I get them, is they make it very clear that you are not to use them if they get punctured. I'm sure that if anything punctures this stuff, it'll tear. But maybe it won't, but I'm guessing that it probably would. So, it's really, really neat stuff. And I am fairly sure I've cooked something in a loaf pan but I don't remember. I might have cooked one of my real sticky sweetbreads in it. Nothing stuck to it. I know that for sure. The stuff just came right out. It's amazing. So, if you're at all interested in experimenting with any of this stuff, it's universally available on the web. I've had problems trying to find pans of the correct sizes that I want, because a lot of the stuff is sold separately, and you have to dig around to find what you want. Some of it is sold in sets, and the problem with sets is they don't always give you what you want in a set. They do make measuring cups and cupcake cups that are reusable, and they make muffin pans out of this stuff. I think they even use it to coat metal cookware, which I would think would be a little interesting, because since you're not supposed to use metal or anything sharp with this, I would think it would be kind of strange to coat a metal pan with this stuff, because you don't have a very thick layer of it on the bottom of the pan. And therefore, if you had to use a spatula to scrape something off of it, if something got burned onto it, if that happens, then I would think it would damage the surface. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. So, if you're interested in a rather new cooking experience, you might want to try silicone. It's S-I-L-I-C-O-N-E. And I'm going to add some more to this when I get some more pieces that I can tell you about. As I said, I have ordered some cupcake tins and muffin tins, although they're not really tins, and a set of measuring cups. That's going to be wonderful, because you know how many things you measure that are just plain sticky and weird. And I'm thinking some of the really sweet sticky syrups and cocoa syrups and chocolate syrups and, oh goodness, cooking oil would be a real interesting one, because that's hard to measure anyway unless you keep it in the fridge. But, of course, the measuring cups that I ordered fold up, so that would be interesting. I don't know if they would stay unfolded when you actually use them to measure, but they do collapse, which is kind of nice because they don't take up a lot of space. And so I'll let you know about that as I get them and start to use them. So that's the end of this portion of the podcast. I'll be back later. Okay, it's a couple of days later, and I got some more of this stuff to look at. I just took it out of the box, so I haven't really examined it yet, but I'm walking over here to look at it. It's all stacked up. For some reason, Amazon is sending me two sets of things lately. I ordered some silicone bakeware from them, and one of the first things that I'm looking at now is a spatula, which looks like your usual average everyday spatula. This one's got a little twisty tie thing on the end of it here, and I'm going to see if I can get it off real quick. Somewhere I saw a tongs that would be kind of nice to have, because you could use that to grip just about anything. And that would be kind of neat. But I don't think that they're the small type. I think they're the type that you use for a roast or something. But that's what I was throwing this twisty thing in the trash. But that's what I saw. Now, I have some of these loaf pans, which are a little bigger than the one that I was looking at the other day, and these look about the same sturdiness as the square pan that I had. And these are also KitchenAid, so they don't have that glossy finish. And then we have the 9-inch cake pans, and these do look kind of flimsy, but when I tap on the bottom, they seem like they're holding their shape pretty well. Some of this stuff doesn't. I'm always kind of nervous about things like that big 9-inch square pan that I used for brownies. It seemed to work fine, but somehow you kind of wonder if you manipulate this stuff enough, is it going to gradually lose its firmness? Okay, now I'm getting to the muffin pans, which is what I really wanted to talk about here. These are kind of flimsy. And I'm taking one out, and I can actually hold one end of it and do that, swat it back and forth. And it sounds like a big rubber flexible sheet. And you can actually take each cup and turn them inside out almost. So I don't know how well these would work, especially if you got a lot of heavy batter in there. But I'm going to try them one of these days. It may well be that you probably end up using these as muffin pans inside of a metal one. But that's my thoughts on all this stuff so far. I did order something from QVC a couple of days ago, and I don't have any of that yet. But I will come back and tell you about that stuff when I get it. It's individual cupcake cups and a set of measuring cups and something else. Oh, oven mitts, that's right. So I'll be back to talk about those. Okay, we're back here. It's probably about a week later, and I have a couple things to talk about. One is a set of mitts that I got. I don't have any of the other stuff from QVC, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get that because it's not available currently, and they don't know if or when it's going to be shipped out. But these mitts are interesting. They're larger than my hands. And so I haven't really used them for serious taking things out of the oven and stuff yet. They're made kind of weird. When you put one of these on, the thumb is centered across from the fingers. So it's like you've got a piece that's molded into the palm of your hand. It's as if you were holding a set of, say, about 50 to 100 pieces of typing or printer paper in between your thumb and your fingers, and you can squeeze like that. And the problem with this is you can't really flatten your hand out because the mitt is molded in such a way that you are going to grasp something. But the problem I'm having is that you can't really get your fingers to extend clear to the inner edge of the mitt so that your fingertips touch the mitt, the end of the mitt. There's, as I said, there's more room to move around inside the mitt than you are usually used to. So in order to get something out of the oven, you have to sort of compensate and allow for the additional half inch of space that's not covered by your hand. So I think these mitts are going to get limited use. I can use them for maybe picking something up that I've already taken out, but I don't know if I'm going to use them too much for anything else. But they're nice. If they had just constructed these a little better so that you would have more hand flexibility, then that would have been great. So, those are the mitts. That's the challenge of using them. I'm sure I'll use them, but I'm not going to be using them for a huge amount of stuff all the time. And another thing that I got today, as a matter of fact, this is being recorded on October the 7th, is a set of two 9 by 13 inch flat pieces of silicone. These have a rough side which goes on the either oven rack or on the bottom of a 9x13 pan, or you could actually bend this stuff and put it in a smaller pan, and you would have silicone going up the sides. This is not something I've tried yet, but I think it ought to work. It should even work better than parchment paper because it isn't going to slide around too much. And this stuff is very flexible. I can pick the thing up in one hand and rattle it around like a piece of paper. So this is very useful for all sorts of things. As I said, you can put this directly on an oven rack. You could even, I suppose, use it as a cookie sheet, although they do have cookie sheets that are bigger in size, say by, 10x16 or something. And the nice thing is about these things, too, is that you can roll them up. In fact, you can take silicone and kind of smush it up and store it in reasonably small spaces. And right now I am rolling these up. You could put a rubber band or something around them and store them in a drawer. You can flatten them out. In fact, they come rolled up, which is kind of nice. I'm going to put these away here because I think that I like to keep this in with some of my metal baking pans. In fact, they will fit in a 9x13 pan. Now, I think I commented already on this 9-inch square pan that I'm holding in my hand right now, which is very flexible and floppy, but it doesn't rattle too much when you flop it around. But it bends. You can fold it all different sorts of ways. I use this in a couple of situations since I added on to this podcast. And one thing that helps when you're using this and you've got things cooking in it that are smaller than the pan size, for example, this morning I used it to heat a couple of frozen cheese omelets. And the problem that I had was when I went to take this out of the oven that it started to bend and fold. And the way that I managed to get around that was to pick up the upper right and lower left corners. And that worked very well because it kind of stabilized the rest of this thing so you could get a hold of it rather than picking it up by the handles on the side. So that's something you need to keep in mind when you're handling these things. You don't want the contents of the pan to come out when you're taking this out of the oven, because everything will spill all over the place, and that won't be too much fun. But I must admit, I really liked the fact that nothing stuck to the inner surface. I was able to get my stuff out with no problems whatsoever, and it worked out very well. Depending on the manufacturer of the silicone product, there is a range of temperatures that you can expose this stuff to. The lower limit is pretty stable, but the upper limit changes a bit. And I'm going to be giving these temperatures in Fahrenheit. For those of you who have Celsius, you're probably going to have to convert these if you're not familiar enough with Fahrenheit. The lower range is generally about minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And you can expose this to freezer temperatures, below zero temperatures, refrigerator temperatures. It's safe at that lower limit. And the upper limit depends on the manufacturer. Some of them have said 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Some have said 500. Some have said 550. One even says 450. So just to be safe, I plan to use these silicone baking pans at about 400 or 425 max. That covers most baking situations. You don't often see anything being baked at 450 or 500. And I think the only thing I've seen recently was a popover recipe where you had to bake it at a very high temperature, very, very quickly, and not open the oven at all to get the results that you wanted. Most of the time, though, since people generally bake between 325 and 425, I think that silicone is fairly safe at those temperatures. And most of them you can use about 3,000 times without any problems. And I don't know that anybody is going to really use these products 3,000 times unless you do a huge amount of baking. You bake every day, and you bake for about 10 years using the same products every day. So that's something that you need to consider also, is that they will eventually wear out. If they get torn, then you need to throw them out and get new ones. Also, you can't use them with sharp instruments, sharp knives, sharp forks. Anything that would puncture the material would ruin it. So they recommend that you use silicone spatulas or plastic, not anything metal that could scratch or damage it in any way.
And these are microwave safe, and they also flex. So if you've got something that's, say, 9.5 inches in diameter and you're using a 9-inch cake pan, you can flex the sides to fit the item into it.
These are my experiences so far with silicone bakeware. Don't know how useful any of this has been, but I thought I would just put this up on a podcast just for your information, in case you're thinking of getting some of it. I think the best bargain of all, though, is the mats, because you can put those in pans of just about any size and get them reasonably flat, although there's going to be kind of a bulge in a few places. And that way you've got the silicone surface, but you've got the pan underneath it so that it's stable and it's not going to flop all over the place. So I hope you found this interesting and helpful, and I'll get this together one of these days and put it up on the podcast. Now I'm going to give my contact information. I seem to forget to do this all the time. This is being completed on October 9th. 2006. It's Monday, and I believe I started this probably a few weeks ago. I'm not just sure when I started it, but if you would like to contact me, my email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC Global, that's SBCGlobal.net. And if you're listening to this on Blind Cool Tech, I'm not sure if this is going to go up there or not, but I do have a podcast, which you can find at the following website, Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N, dot Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N as in noticeable, something like that, .com. Emerson.libsyn.com. And the feed is the same, except after the word com you put /RSS. And that is the feed that you would subscribe to in Juice or some other podcatcher. It's Emerson.libsyn.com/RSS should you wish to subscribe to my podcast. And I thank you for listening to this.